Let's Fuck Off, overproduced by Martin Hannett, take four.
Right.
Episode 154,
Nazi Punks.
Fuck off!
That's right, I'm sick of Nazis. How are they still relevant?
How is this even a fucking topic of discussion anymore? Like,
what the fuck? The worst. Like, bomb Auschwitz to dust. People freaking, it's a tourist attraction, the misery of like millions of people just getting tortured. Like, what the hell?
And the excuses that people are making for them, like, they're just mansplaining everything away. Like, oh, no, they're not racist. They just want purity of their race. You're like, that's fucking racism!
Hitler's glorified through history as, like, the most freaking villain, badass villain. Wipe that guy from the history books. I've heard enough about him. Who cares?
The U.S. I mean, there's a certain element of, you know, if you don't know your history, you're doomed to repeat it. So you have to...
True, but it's like...
So you have to keep his name in the mix, right? Like, you have to be able to say, like, this person existed. They were the leader of this movement, and this is the things that they did that were atrocities to all of the human existence. But by no means should there be, you know, 24-hour-a-day endless documentaries on the History Channel about World War II and Nazis and all this stuff, because all it does is create this cult of personalities that want to be like that and want to recreate it and create their own.
Today is like a white supremacist, whatever, racist dick face. Knows about Hitler, knows a ton about Hitler because it's in the meat, it's on the internet, it's on the TV. It's like, who gives a shit about that dude?
Yeah.
He was the worst.
I don't know, man. And now it's like there's this re-glorification of it and an Americanization of it, which is fucking frightening.
You think?
Like, Jesus Christ.
Anti-Nazi tracks. We hate Nazis. They're the worst. Wolfenstein, like to give it a shout out. Wolfenstein 2 just came out on the old PlayStation, and you kill Hitler.
That's right. We're not just drinkers. We're also gamers.
That's true. I play a lot of PlayStation 4. Pretty badass. Anyway... Yeah, killing on, and then there was a controversy from the game release. I don't know if you heard about it. Everyone was upset or offended that in the game you kill KKK members on a level. Well, kill them all.
Yeah, wipe the plague from the fucking planet.
The controversial game, blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, the guy's like, yeah, we hate the KKK and all Nazis. That's what you do in the game, is kill all of them.
So, well, enjoy.
It's of course over the top. Nudity, violence. But modern gaming, that's what happens.
You know, there's a good flow chart. It's like, should I punch a Nazi? Yes. Yes or no? And of course it goes to yes. But if the answer, you know, it's like, if you say no, then it's like, is there a Nazi within punching distance? Then the answer is yes.
Really weird times we live in. In the alt-right, out of nowhere. The last year, probably, in existence.
Yeah, I think they're called the alt-right because they think that they're right, but they're alternatively...
All the old Nazi, white supremacist crap. Just annihilate it. Get rid of it. Kill all Nazis. that's what all the tracks are about.
Kill all hatred.
Yeah,
I mean,
there you go.
What the fuck, man? Love everybody until that individual person gives you a reason not to. You know? I can't tell you how many times people of all walks of life, coming from all places of the earth, you know, I don't care where you came from, I don't care what you believe in, whatever, but if you're a good person and you're a good person to other people and you treat all people equally, that's it right there. I mean, it's that simple. If you treat someone else the way that you want to be treated by other people, that's the end of the story. You know, but you walk around and tell other people how they have to live their lives. That's where I draw a pretty fucking hard line. Like, no, I'm not going to tell you how you have to live your life.
Internet is pure evil, that's for sure. And that's why all this crap is being propagated. It's still
all these pussies hiding behind their fucking screens. Like, oh yeah, bro.
You can write anything you want.
Yeah.
Everyone hides behind their stupid computer screen or smartphone. Yeah.
Makes me sick.
All right, so don't be sad, America, or listeners.
Or continue down this path.
We're having a great time.
Yeah, just continue down this path of, you know, non-action and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, if you'd like a preview, go watch Handmaid's Tale on Hulu. I mean,
I can't wait.
That's pretty much what's going to go down if everyone stays complacent.
Shout out. I don't know if I gave it a shout out last night. Any Karate Kid fans, Cobra Kai, excellent series. Daniel LaRusso Motors, LaRusso Motors, that's the villain. Johnny's the good guy, even though he's a dick.
They flipped the script.
That's right. You love him. You love him.
Sweep the leg, penis. Johnny.
That's right. Anyway, here comes some more music. Nazis, I hate you.
The only pride anybody should have. It's definitely not Nazi pride. There should be no pride in that.
That's right. And how are they still relevant? 1940s, it's 2018, they're everywhere and anywhere. It's garbage.
Should be. We should have been proud that we eradicated that shit from the earth. And we were for some time.
Bomb, I already said it, but bomb Auschwitz to dust. Put up a plaque. This was bombed by the USA. We hate you. All Nazis come. All right, here comes some more music. All anti-Nazi tracks.
Swastikas of treason. I've seen your talk before. Thankful I don't have to see you anymore. Not unless I'm looking through the window pane. I took a step in around your room again. You better keep it down. Because your mommy doesn't know that you're a Nazi. Your mommy doesn't know about the National Front. She doesn't know that you're a Nazi. You're sitting in your room being a Nazi. Now I've never met someone so full of hate. It's a wonder you got told to masturbate. Other images of men in uniform. And you better keep an ear out for the dog. You think they could be ready. Because your mommy doesn't know that you're a Nazi. Your mommy doesn't know about the National Front. She doesn't know that you're a Nazi. You're sitting in your room being a Nazi cunt. Being a Nazi cunt. Because your mommy doesn't know that you're a Nazi. Your mommy doesn't know about the National Front. She doesn't know that you're a Nazi. You're sitting in your room being a Nazi cunt. Being a Nazi cunt. Being a Nazi cunt. Being a Nazi cunt.
We got History Channel today, right? Yeah, this whole like 3-hour special on Adolf Hitler, you know? Here's a question for you. How come he never run into anybody with the last name Hitler? You ever notice that? That guy didn't have any relatives. You know, he didn't have like a cousin, like Ed. You know, Ed Hitler, he's a plumber, right? He's a shows up to work on time, your little lady covers for you. You know he had relatives. They all had to change their last names.
Did you know that you live in a racist society? Did you know you're in a privileged class? And everybody else is essentially taking it up the ass. Did you know that you could be free? Did you know it's on the way that it has to be? Did you know you can still change everything? Did you know that there's no such thing as equality? And there might never be.
blame somebody else for your own mess. Did you know that the Jews don't run the world, and all black men are criminals? Did you know there's a lot of money to be made from keeping you paranoid, suspicious, worried, frightened, all wound up in Samson's side? 'Cause big business runs the government, and it's not good business if we burn down the government. So they keep us occupied with more on TV shows and shitty beer that wipes out brain cells, and whining about Congress and stupid fucking income taxes. And if that's not enough to keep your mind above the way you're getting dicked around, they fill you with fear and hate, give you someone to blame for all the problems. Why's the country going down the fucking toilet? Do you know what they think of you? Do you know how contentious they are of you? Do you know how easy you are to fool? You're like a dog going after a ball that was never thrown. Well, guess what? You're on your own. Good luck.
That's the kind of car that I'm getting.
Yeah? Don't count on it.
Why not?
Because the Volkswagen Beetle was used by the Nazis. I would not be comfortable driving around in one.
So, don't drive it, I will.
Poaching! 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 Poaching!
Well, I think that I'm through with the girl I thought I knew, but I guess I didn't know her well at all. But I'm getting sick of Janie's latest kick. She's headed for her own pine and fall. Janie took the razor blade and cut off all her hair. Had swastikas and iron crosses tattooed everywhere. And she can't concentrate on anything but help. And she's out of control. I used to think I loved that girl, but now I just don't know. 'Cause she's a Nazi.
They'll never save your brain, Hitler.
Little help?
An advocate for change in our education systems.
And studying for the entire world.
That only 50% of American adults were moderately literate.
I'm the grammar Nazi! No, you didn't hear me stammer. I have a lot of pet peeves, but the biggest one is grammar. American education's gone right to the shitter. I see it on the Facebook, on the YouTube, on the Twitter. Grammar destroyed by a whole bunch of idiots! and I'm German, yet I am so sick of it. Here's lesson number one in Nazi grammar 101. Drei, zwei, eins, the lesson has begun. Learn the difference between true, true, and true. Just like there's a difference between true, true, and true. There's no apostrophe in it when it is a possessive. I've seen eggplants with grammar more impressive. And it's where are you, not where you at. And lose versus lose, and ask, not ox. And I before E, that's such bullshit. Only after C, that's quite insufficient. And whom versus whom is there and there. If you aren't looking at me, then it's stare, not stare! Misusing them with them is way too much drama. And don't get me started with the fucking Oxford comma. I've seen unicorns that make better spellers, who write these YouTube comments. Fucking Helen Keller! Grammar Nazi coming likes to Sir Reich Army. Here's lesson number two from my friends who spell it call me.
I must correct you. I must correct you. If he cries, cries.
Stratfuel, the pro, pause 11. Spelling commie coming at you like a Cold War cosmic rocket. Your spelling is so bad you'll never find a job. Spell definitely wrong again, I'll place you in a gulag. What's more ridiculous is that you spell it with an E. Try applying that when spelling definitely. And when you spell obsessive and possessive, count your S's. Even Chernobyl failed only one, stupid jackass. There's an A in calendar and an N in lightning. Compared to your spelling, Joseph Stalin's even frightened. Privileged and embarrassed, you always get wrong. You're probably drooling on yourself while I'm rapping this song. And are you a fool or are you our idiot? There's a huge difference between the two, you misspelling twidiot. And some of you misspell the word misspell. And supposedly it's not the word, you can all burn in hell. Accommodate, acknowledgement, existent, indispensable. I've seen Russian breadlines that looked more sensible. And condemn has an N at the end after M. Listen to the spelling commie or you'll end up like them.
This one's for Howie. I'm the punctuation Persian, y'all remain still. If you don't punctuate I'll, then you make me feel ill. Quite a fine line between your and your. Without an apostrophe, whore is just a whore. The end of every sentence must include punctuation. It doesn't have to be a fucking exclamation. I've seen trailer parks with water less stagnant than your lack of semicolons in your stupid sentence fragments. Miss you, foreigner, one more time and I'm gonna hurt ya. The G is silent like my wife is in her burqa. Cross your T's, dot your I's and use correct marks. This is punctuation Persian, signing off, fade to dark.
And then I've also started learning German. I learned German to connect with my father. You know, lost contact with him for many years because of apartheid. And so now we're starting to learn each other, which is taking time, but we're doing it slowly. I think the language will help me, you know, because I don't think he's proud of me. He loves me, but I haven't earned his pride. I think partly because of my job. As a comedian, I don't rank that high in the world of German anythings. Comes across in the small conversations, you know. Like one day we're having lunch, my dad looks at me and he goes, "So Trevi, what do you do now, eh? You got a job, do you work?" I said, "Yeah, Dad, I'm a comedian, stand-up comedian." He's like, "Ah, yeah, yeah, so the clown, eh? Yeah."
Resist a Nazi drowning crowd. Down here for, Mr. Hilter? Just a fortnight.
Can't you ask that? You spy or something? Get out there against some old Britisher pig, you're going to die!
Take it easy, Dickie, old chum.
I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson, he's a bit on edge. He hasn't slept since 1945.
Shut your cake hole, you Nazi!
Cool it, Fuhrer cat.
Oh, the fun we have.
Haven't I seen him on the television?
Nick, nine, oh, no!
Television doctor?
No!
Telephone, Mr. Hilter. It's that nice Mr. McGoring from the Bell and Compasses.
Ah.
He says he's found a place where he can hire bombers by the hour.
If he opens his big mouth again, it's lampshade time!
Shut up!
Hire bombers by the hour. What a laugh is that Scottish person. But old Norman.
He's on the telephone the whole time nowadays.
In business, is he?
Soon, baby.
Of course, it's his big day, Thursday. They've been planning it for months.
What happens then?
Oh, it's the North Minehead by-election. Mr. Hilter's standing as a National Bolshevist candidate.
Oh.
He's got wonderful plans for Minehead.
Like what?
Well, for a start, he wants to annex Poland.
Oh, North Minehead's conservative, isn't it?
Well, they get a lot of people at their rallies.
Rallies?
Well, their Bolshevist meetings, down at the Axis Cafe in Rosedale Road.
Episode 153 coming at you, Nazi punks.
Fuck off.
That's right. We're here giving you some anti-Nazi tracks. Because how are Nazis still a thing in 2018? It's ridiculous. It's garbage. Hitler's glorified. It's bullshit.
And not just Nazis. I mean, hate groups in general. Anybody that is, their intent is to create separation, isolation, hatred, animosity. Like, all of you fucks need to be eradicated from the earth. So while the title of the show is Nazi Punks Fuck Off, Extremists Fuck Off is really what it's about.
I'd like to give a shout out, Hate Thy Neighbor on Viceland. Excellent program.
I mean,
it's pretty good. But it's just extreme. Like, it is like,
How can anybody, especially a white person, say that America is one way? Like, oh, you have to be an American. Well, what the fuck is an American anyway? America's Mickey Mouse and McDonald's, dude. America isn't a culture. It's the blending of all cultures to create a utopian-like society of existence, coexistence of people from all different walks of life, all different races and religions, all sharing the same fucking subway car, all sharing the same place of work, all sharing the same grocery store and neighborhood, and that is America. America is not fucking Donald Trumpian fucking bullshit that's going on right now. This is not America.
Yeah, on the same token, though, we're in California, and some guy from the South, some weird, you know,
some guy that lives in like a
Podunk, Oklahoma, or whatever, is gonna think differently. And also,
but why?
Like to give,
right,
a shout out to DJ Gower and his father's skills. He's raising his kid awesome. His kid is awesome. If you're a racist piece of shit, you raise your kid like that. The kid's young, impressionable.
They're going to be a piece of shit like you.
That's right. But then eventually they'll probably go to college, wake up, you know.
And then want to kill you for being a racist piece of shit.
That's right. So, don't necessarily blame the, I mean, they all suck, but, you know. Especially the young, same with religion, you know, a young guy that's indoctrinated into some religious.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I don't care what it is, Mormonism.
You're raised that way.
Christianity.
Your
I mean.
Family's that way. You're in it, you know. What are you going to do? You're a kid.
It blows my mind when, like, people want to sit there and go, oh, these, you know, Muslim extremists and their Sharia law and blah, blah, blah. Well, dude, there's Christian cults that are equally as fucking scary or that. Worse.
I will say this.
What do you don't know about that? You don't.
Not imposing their stuff.
Absolutely they are.
Europe, which is now, like.
You don't think that they're imposing their stuff? The fucking attorney general comes out and says, oh, yeah, we're separating children from their parents at the border because, you know, the Bible.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, fuck your religion. Fuck your religion. Okay? Fuck all religions. How about that?
DJ Gower's in a feisty mood at 8 a.m. I like it.
Well, you know, I don't have a lot of hate, but I can say that I hate.
That's true. We're anti, yeah.
We're shoo-ins for hater of the year.
Everybody love everybody.
We'll have to have that sound clip from
Semi-Pro.
Everybody love everybody!
Anyway, we're here in Sac. It's freaking awesome weather.
Oh, it's glorious.
Yeah. It's summer.
Yet it feels like fall or something.
It's the 17th of June and it's
feels like October.
Like 60 degrees out here.
Yeah, it's glorious.
It is. Very nice. California, we love the weather. We hate the taxes and politics. Anyway, Nazis, I hate more than those two things.
I gotta say, you know, I've been to Germany, and when I was in Germany, we went to a place that was called Hitler Stadium. And I stood at a podium in the exact spot where Adolf Hitler stood.
Vomit to dust.
And I looked out over a very, very large field. And the person that I was with said to me, now as you look out into this field, imagine only seeing faces of people all looking back at you. Chanting your name, believing in you and everything that you say to them. Imagine the kind of power that you wield in those moments. And what did they choose to do with it? Instead of trying to make the world a better place.
Oh, yeah, it was terrible. The worst.
They.
Geographically, it never could have happened either if it wasn't where they were. You're going to take over the USA? Not a chance, Hitler. Bring it, dude. You'll get to, like, maybe Florida.
Well, that
get your ass whooped.
I mean,
that like, come on.
That was the thing that made America so powerful for so long was our ability to basically be isolated. No other countries bordered us except for Canada and Mexico, right? And so there's only two places that you could have attacked us from land. So until the modernization of warfare where you can strike somebody from anywhere in the world, like, we were awesome. We knew if you were coming, and we'd fuck you up before you got here.
That's true.
So, you know, we were on, like, basically the world's biggest island, right? And no one could fuck with us because everybody else was on the European, Asian, African continents that are all basically interconnected. And so, yeah, they all shared land bridges and everything so that they could just send tanks and storm in and take over your country if they chose to do so. But what are you going to do? Send 50 tanks on a boat and send it to Florida?
Yeah.
Like, we're going to blow that fucking thing out of the water 500 miles out. Like, you're done. So.
Yeah, so, for the love of God, quit glorifying Hitler. I'm so sick of it.
Quit glorifying hatred. Quit glorifying your own narrow ideology and trying to impose it on others. Realize that you are just one fucking grain of sand in an ocean of people. And
that's true.
It, whatever you think, cool for you. You know? Awesome. You do you, right? But the moment that you tell me what to do or how to do, fuck you.
That's a good perspective right there. DJ Gower and I, we are recovering.
Yeah.
We passed out of 10, which is hilarious. It was because we were chugging whiskey, man.
Yeah. Chugging whiskey. We were drinking really good beers. And, you know, when you...
If the whiskey wouldn't have came into play, we could have lasted a lot longer. I'll just say that. But when you get... What was that stuff you have? Give it a shout out.
Oh, the amazing. Jefferson's Reserve. Holy. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Best, like, $30 bottle of whiskey I've ever bought.
Better than Woodford Brothers, which I brought.
This was like a single barrel private cast fucking
wow
labeled and signed, and I'm like, $30? Yeah, it's a special promo we're doing just for today. Okay. Durr, I'll take this one. Bring it home. I'm like, this tastes like candy.
Nom, 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 nom. Consumer bitches, America.
Yeah, man, the consumerism thing, you know, that's almost, it's almost worse than Nazism, because it's created a...
I don't know about that.
Well, no, because it, like, Nazism, like, it creates these definitive, like, black or white, hate or love. Like, it's very divisive, it's very separating. It, you know, there's a clear line. You're like, nope, not going to stand for that. Fuck that, right? But with consumerism... It's always ebbing and flowing. You're like, oh, Chick-fil-A doesn't like gay people and spends hella money to support, you know, anti-LGBT things. You're like, yeah, but that shit is delicious, right? So it's that fine line, right? Like, I have tons of gay friends that I want to support and I want to... help them feel just as included in this world as everybody else. But at the same time, my fucking kid loves that goddamn sandwich. Those Chick-fil-A sandwiches and their play places and their overly friendly staff and goddamn it, you know? And that's consumerism. That's the thing that's fucked about consumerism, is that it will make you doubt or brush aside your own line in the sand
just
morality.
Like I wear Nike everything. They have sweatshops. They have...
Exactly. I mean, so I got an Apple iPhone in my pocket that was probably made by some 8-year-old in China. Like,
that's true.
And you know what? I was stoked on that because I got it for $100 less than somebody else did.
But Apple's never going to lock you in a concentration camp like the Nazis. So I think Nazis are worse. A lot worse.
I don't know, man. Like we were saying earlier, you know, like, now I owe my employer money. So now I'm a fucking slave to my employer until that debt's paid off, right?
You're going to work anyway.
Well, sure, I'm going to work anyway, but
the old DJ EJ and buy him stuff.
But all that means to me is, like, now when I want to take a vacation again, what am I going to do? I've just worked enough time to get a week off, but instead of actually getting that week off, I've just paid off that debt. Now I have to work twice as long until I can get that time again.
Negative 32 hours at one point at the old, my former company. And yeah, I just worked it off. And it wasn't as bad as initially I was like you. It wasn't as bad as you think it is, because you're going to work a billion hours anyway.
I don't know, man.
You know what I mean?
My whole take on it, though, was if I don't want to be paid, if I'm electing to not be paid for my time away from work, that should trump everything. Like, why?
It should, but you're, once again, consumerism.
They force me to take the time paid so that they can have me indebted to them.
That's true.
So that they know that they now will get that much more work out of me until that debt's paid off.
Yep, absolutely true.
And that's what I have the problem with. Not the fact that, oh, you know, I mean, it'd be one thing if I was like, oh, I really need to be paid for this whole time, and whatever you can do, I'd greatly appreciate. No, it was quite the opposite. I was like, I don't want you to pay me. I just need the time approved.
Corporate policies, they'll get
you. Corporations are like the Nazis of the economic world.
They're viewed as people in the old, good old USA, so, and they own the government pretty much.
They own you, that's for sure.
they own us. But hey, we're lucky to have good jobs and happy to be here. And
you know how they own us, right? They own us through
debt is slavery.
Through slavery of debt, they own us through, you know, all the profits that they make. What do they do with that? Oh, they buy lobbyists
maximizing profits. That's their thing.
They buy lobbyists to influence politicians, to influence the laws and rules and regulations, to sway the law of the land into the favor of the corporation so that they have even more power to do the things to fuck you, the person, right? And it's that kind of attitude, it's that kind of mentality that brings us to a show like this where we're like, Nazi punks, fuck off. Like, fuck off with your corporate elitism. Fuck off with your Nazism. Fuck off with your extremism. Fuck off with your conservatism. Fuck off. Like, I don't want to hear you. And you probably don't want to hear me, but you know what? Fuck you too.
I want to hear this. I can't wait. I love our show. I drove. It only took me like an hour and 40 minutes to get here. And I was going pretty fast. But I listened to two Rhyme and Treason episodes, and yeah, well, I was like bummed that I was driving initially, and then I started listening to Rhyme and Treason and just laughing and like turning out the music and like, you know, like just loving it.
That's it. Rhyme and Treason, we are your audio savior.
All right, so here we go. More anti-Nazi tracks. I hate all Nazis. The Nazi punks, however, I have not seen as much as in the past, so hopefully that's dying off.
They pop back up here and there. I mean,
the wife beaters.
I don't really do a lot of underground punk shows anymore in my old age, you know. These old bones here.
The old Doc Martens. The old red suspenders.
The white shoelaces.
Just like the whole uniform. It's so stupid. Just like punk, really.
Yeah.
Mohawks. And
yeah.
Spike belts and spike wristbands and... You know, everyone's got a uniform.
Yep.
Stupid.
It's always funny to me because I would go to punk shows and I'd be, you know, dressed like a hippie or whatever. And people, oh, you're not punk. Really? Am I not at the same show as you? Like,
yeah, that's another thing.
You know? The
don't conform, people.
Yeah, exactly. It's like people want to judge everybody first and then figure it out later, which is bullshit. So... don't judge anybody until after you know them, you know?
That's true. So anyway...
the old adage, don't judge a book by its cover, comes into play here.
All right, here comes some more music. I hate Nazis. Rhyme.
And Treason.
Tell the story about a big old skinny head on a tragic and fateful day. He put sentence in his pocket, just his wife and family went to rot on the MTA. Did he ever return? No, he never returned. And his fate is still unknown. I ride forever beneath the streets of Boston. He's a skinny head who never returned. Skinny head goes down to the Kendall Square Station at the change. Put your makeup a lane. The doctor says skinny head. Or a bundle in Rochdale.
never return.
My name is Colonel Hans Müller of the SS. As you know, we were combing the area for Jews, but it has come to our attention that two Negroes have escaped and are hiding out in this area as well. You wouldn't happen to know anything about this now, would you?
No! No Negroes here.
Negroes? Ew. Hell no.
And, what's your names?
Leroy. Heimer. Leroy Heimer is my last name.
And my first name is very German, and that is because it is Heinrich. Mm-hmm. So, my name is Heinrich Leroy Heimer.
And I am Baron Helmut Schnitzel-Nazi.
Well, are you going to invite me in?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, come on in. Yeah, absolutely.
Break my leg.
Clayton Bixby, black white supremacist, ventured out into an unsuspecting world.
Sir, you're a friend. Why not tell him he's African-American?
Listen, man, he's too important to the movement. But tell him he's black, he'd probably kill himself, just to be one less nigger around. His commitment is that deep.
I'm overwhelmed by the irony.
Hey, donkey boy!
Uh-oh.
What, you lost, boy? Move on, boy.
We don't like your kind around here.
You better get out of here before something bad happens.
That's right! That's right! Tell that nigger! Beat it, dirty nigger!
Come on, Clayton. We gotta go.
Oh, thanks. There's a nigger around here.
That dirty monkey was beating my hood. White power! Nigger!
The confusion did not end there.
Why don't you jungle buddy turn that music down? Niggers make me sick. Woogie boogie, nigger. Woogie boogie.
Did he just call us niggers? Awesome.
The anticipation was at a fever pitch as we arrived at Mr. Bixby's book signing.
The man who should be the next president of the United States.
Yes. All right, Jasper, time to show these people what white power's all about.
You better put your hood on, Clayton.
All right.
Might want to hide your identity to be safer, you know, in case some radical ain't sympathetic to the cause wants to shoot you.
Yeah, that's good thinking. All right.
Give me freedom, cause you're not gonna give me your eyes.
As well.
Let's talk about Chinese people with their kung fu and all that silly chang chang chong talk. I can't understand you. Go back to your country, white power.
Mr. Bigsby was also critical of the entertainment industry.
Don't let the liberal media tell you how to think and feel. If you have hate in your heart, let it out. If you don't like Will and Grace, that don't mean there's something wrong with you. It means there's something wrong with Will. He's homosexual.
Politicians weren't spared either.
White power. Colin Powell. Conalangus Rice. Conalangus Rice sounds like a Mexican dish. Maybe we should put her on a plate and send her to Mexico so the Mexicans lead her. White power. Just open up your heart and let that hate out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Show us your face. We want to see your face.
Yeah. Who said that? You want to see my face?
Clayton, go on, brother.
Do you want to see my face? Don't be afraid, Jason.
We're talking about this.
Don't be afraid. There is cookie and punch for us to enjoy, and we can mate. Talk about white brotherhood.
Episode 153, Nazi Punks. Fuck off.
We're getting ready to fuck off. This show's
That's
about
right.
to wrap up.
Make the dreaded drive back to Chico to go to another family function. It's Father's Day.
It is.
Shout out to all the fathers. Definitely love the fathers.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
It's easy to become one. It's hard to be one.
That's right. It's responsible. Raising a tyke. DJ EJ. He's awesome. Turning out awesome.
Turned into a human being, almost.
Good job, DJ Gower. Anyway, bad job.
I might fuck up a lot of things in life. I'm just I'm glad I haven't fucked that one up.
Teach their kids to hate every person based on the color of their skin. I hate racism. I also hate Nazis and hate Hitler. Most glorified dude in history. Garbage.
Yeah, most glorified villain in history. Is
and also, meth use. Huge by the Nazis. Now white trash. Jackoffs. Smoking meth.
Meth is death, yeah.
Anyway, we're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. If you did, all anti-Nazi tracks. Some punk. Some hip-hop.
Conspiracy theory. Nazi fucks like Alex Jones. You can fuck off, too.
Alex Jones, giving him a shout out.
Scum fuck piece of shit that guy is.
John Oliver last week tonight. I don't know if you watched that.
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, they had a whole segment on Alex Jones that was pretty funny.
I mean, honestly, like, you can't blame Alex Jones because he's smart enough to figure out these people that listen to me are fucking stupid and will buy anything.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's and a shock.
So just think about that. As someone who, like, is a fan or a follower of that, like, where do you base your reality off of? Like, is it solely your own experiences?
The final beer.
On an unrelated topic, the sound of the last ounce of beer being poured from the bottle.
For the homies, because I got to drive. Love to stick around, Gower, but I really don't want to hang out with your family.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hang out with mine.
No.
Your in-laws, that is.
Yeah.
Obviously.
No offense either. I don't I don't want you hanging around them either.
Who's this wasted guy?
Yeah.
Whatever. So, yeah. Got to make the trek. Great hanging out.
Absolutely, my man.
The Nazis. Play Wolfenstein 2, kill the KKK and Nazis and Hitler. That's my endorsement.
Kill hatred.
That's true. All right, closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Ryan.
And positive vibes of treason.
Shading from, get back, Jack, you can't get down. ladies, and I did it in the back of my black Mercedes. I was on a roll I couldn't lose. Then came D-Day, the birth of the blues. The axe and the bricks started raising cane. Those guys were pissed, it drove me insane. People all around me started swallowing pills. Let's face it, folks, we was going down the hill. Berlin was crumbling, we was under the gun. Time to look out for number one. So I grabbed a blonde and a case of beer. Said the Russians are coming, let's get out of here.
Anybody and everybody is now Hitler. You notice that? They called Obama Hitler. They called Trump Hitler. They called Bush Hitler, you know. And Hitler's a fascinating guy. There's only one Hitler. And Hitler always was animated and loud when you'd see him in newsreels. It's like, only be 90 und auch nicht sterben. No human being can sustain that. So I often thought that Hitler would be just exhausted backstage. You know, all, so tired, he's almost effeminate. And he's like...
Rhyme.
And treason.